بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سووا صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة متفق عليه وفي رواية للبخاري فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة أنس رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said straighten your صفs straighten your rows because the straightening of the صفs it contributes to the perfection of salah. And the next narration says of Bukhari, the straighten the rows because straightening of the row contributes to the establishing of salah. The two words have been mentioned, tamam is salah and iqamat is salah. Tamam means perfection and iqama means establishing of salah. So again in this hadith, as we're talking in this chapter, we're discussing the importance for us to keep ourselves absolutely straight, like how the angels, they straighten their rows before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here we also in salah, we have been commanded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that our safs to be absolutely straight. In fact, we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so particular in making the safs of the Sahaba straight that he would go in the row and make sure, and very gently he'll put them in line. And the safs should be so straight that if a person had a bent arrow and he wanted to straighten the arrow, then he would place it against, he could place it against the row of the Sahaba to straighten his own arrow. That is how our safs should be very, very, very straight. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالْ أقيمت الصلاة فأقبل علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بوجهه فقال أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا فإني أراكم من وراء ظهري رواه البخاري بلفظه ومسلم بمعناه وفي رواية البخاري وكان أحدنا يوزق منكبه بمنكب صاحبه وقدمه بقدمه أنس رضي الله عنه said when إقامة was once said مؤذن was giving out the إقامة and Rasulullah suddenly he turned towards us and he addressed us just before salah could commence. And he reminded us, he said, straighten your rows and stand close together. The word tarasu means to stand very, very close together. In other words, there should be no gaps in between. Many times we find ourselves that we are not standing close to the next person. Our hands should be touching, shoulders should be touching the next person. But we leave a gap. Rasulullah said, no, your straighten your rows and stand close as possible together, for I can see you behind me. Allah Ta'ala had given Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this miracle and this ability of observing those who were performing salah behind him. Despite him facing the Qibla in front, Allah had given him that ability to, at times, to see behind as well whilst he's looking in front. And therefore Rasulullah cautioned them. Like in the narration of Bukhari, it's mentioned, we used to make our shoulders and feet touch each other, touch each other's shoulders and feet. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah explains this, doesn't mean your feet have to touch the next person's feet, but the maqsad of this, your shoulders in line, your feet in line, meaning you should stand as straight as possible and make sure there are no gaps in between. The maqsad is to have the straightening of the safs. So we should fill in all the gaps and make sure that our safs are absolutely straight. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.